Man, that song gets me going. That song rocks.
The remix.
Oh,
is that
rocks.
From the other the
it's
new
the
movie.
Movies?
The new
the
movies.
Yeah. It's by Apollo 440, one of my favorite bands.
Cool.
One of my favorite soundtrack bands. They make a living out of making songs for movies.
Cool.
They did SWAT and a bunch of different stuff.
Cool. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
It's better than the original. That I hummed while I carried my metal lunchbox.
Yesterday was a sad day. I'm in culture shock.
Yeah.
Sort of in culture shock.
Seriously.
I mean, somebody who formed my innermost feelings at a time
as
when
a
I
boy.
Was very fragile.
Yes, as a 12-year-old boy.
Has passed from this world.
Yes, from a very horrible form of cancer.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. Because that can go nowhere good.
Ooh, yuck. Anyway.
But, so I'm very sad. And no, I'm not talking about Michael Jackson.
We're talking about
Farrah Fawcett.
And her beautiful hair and smile. Did you know?
What?
They were telling a story on whatever clip I saw about she grew up in Corpus Christi, mm-hmm. Texas. Did you know that?
I knew she was from Texas.
Yes.
I didn't know where.
She grew up in Corpus Christi. And she... Apparently, the family tells a story that she was so beautiful even then that neighbors would come over and knock on the door just to look at her.
If she lived next to me, I'd be borrowing a cup of sugar.
Excuse me.
I'm out of sugar again. I can't believe it.
You'd stand there.
I need some sugar.
Not the kind you put in the measuring cup.
No, are you kidding me? I'd pass out.
Anyway, but then she started doing eczema commercials. Did you remember those?
No.
Am I the only one who remembers those commercials?
Yes.
They were funny. She was pretty cute then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then she married Lee Majors. And...
Yes, now that I remember because I was a big Six Million Dollar Man fan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I remember.
Oh, go ahead.
He's still alive.
I just remembered something.
So, yeah, he was a $6 million man fan, and then he...
A man fan?
Yep.
You're a man fan?
$6 million man fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out he married Farrah Fawcett. I was a big $6 million man fan.
Oh, yeah.
I had a $6 million man lunchbox.
Did you think that would... And I had Charlie's Angels lunchbox the first
Ooh,
season from
wow.
when Farrah was still on it.
Very cool.
Yes, her and Jekyll and Smith, and it's hot in here.
It's 1,000 degrees in
this office.
You're
taking your shirt off.
Na-na-na-na.
Da, 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 da. Hey, you know what? The SP's not here.
We're not going to get into that.
You know what that means?
We're not going to get into that.
You know what that means?
That means that she's not here.
Bow, chicka, bow.
No, this is a family show.
I'm sorry. Had a glass of wine with dinner.
Yeah, this is bodes not well. Bodes not well for the show. Bodes really well for me.
Oh, no. What I was going to say, though, was speaking of the Million Dollar Man.
Yes.
There's this guy who lost his eye, and so he now has a prosthetic eye, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's like a huge Million Dollar Man.
$6 million.
$1 million. $6 million.
There was a $1 million man.
He didn't make it.
He can only talk really fast.
Yeah. They didn't have enough money to do the rest of it.
No.
So anyway,
Then there was a $2 million man.
He has a prosthetic eye, and he went to this company, and they put a camera in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he can film you while he's looking at you through his eye. I mean, it's not connected to his optic nerve or anything, so he can't see through it yet.
Well,
he has to, like, take it.
Like the $6 million man at all.
Well, but they're saying that they're going that direction.
Oh,
see, his goal is to be able to, like, restore his sight. So he takes it out, and then he can see everything that he saw, apparently. You know.
Didn't he have another eye?
No, the point is he does film.
So he uses his
he
good
does
eye
interviews
to watch
for
what his bad eye couldn't see.
He does interviews or something. He's a journalist.
That
sometime.
Dude was making fun of me.
I don't know what he does, but he films things for a living. So he says it's really cool because then I don't have all this camera equipment. I just film. But that when it's filming, it's like this red light. He looks like the Terminator.
That's freaky.
It freaks me out.
No,
when they had the picture, I'm like, I don't Terminator. No, 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 no. Bad day.
Bad day. I would like to have like a hat.
Either that or like a cyborg.
No, I'd like to have a hat or something with a camera in the back that nobody could see.
That you'd see out of the back
and
of your
the
head.
And then at the end of the day, I could
just
watch.
Just be a mother.
And then I could watch
naturally.
At the end of the day what everybody did behind my back. That
oh, you'd catch me going.
That'd be so cool.
That's what you'd see.
I'd see a lot of that. Rolling eyes. Oh, brother. Here we go.
rude gestures and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of
bad. Anyway, but he's called the Eyeborg.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You saw it was in Popular Mechanics, but I saw it on some news show.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Did you hear about that guy who was impersonating his mother for 6 years? He would dress up.
He impersonated his mother for 6 years.
Uh-huh, in Brooklyn. His mother died, and he messed up the death certificate.
Yes, I saw this movie. It was called Psycho!
No, this just happened. He just got caught. She died, and when he did the death certificate, he messed it up so it was never filed with the state, or the city, or wherever you file it with. Anyway, so it wasn't filed, so nobody knew she was dead. So she was still getting her Social Security and everything. So he would go, dressed up like her, and collect her Social Security and all of her income, all of her money. He'd go to the bank. They have pictures of him looking like his mother. And he did this for six. He got away with it for 6 years, and he sold property of hers and transferred the title over millions of dollars in property that he sold, that transferred over into. I'm like, did she not like him, and he didn't give him any money before she died? Apparently, well, he got caught.
How did he get caught?
Because he had very large hands for a 75-year-old woman, and so somebody was like, "That doesn't look right," and that was why.
Somebody went to the bank. His hands were too big?
Well, they went to the bank and they're like, "You don't look right. Something's not right with you." And they said, "You need to check into that." And they looked into it and they caught him at the bank. Hauled him off.
That's bad. When you get hauled off, dressed up like your mama, you ain't going to do well in prison. So.
Oh, man.
So these guys. So you
that's
heard.
Interesting.
So you see these news stories or you see these dramatizations on TV. Where are you leaving?
No, I'm turning the fan on.
Oh, thank you for turning the fan on. So, where they take people who are in, like at Waco, they played songs.
What are you talking about?
Waco, the Waco standoff. They put up these, and you see it on TV all the time. They put up
the
these
Branch
giant,
Davidian standoff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
The military or the FBI, or whatever, the CIA, whoever it is, they put up these giant speakers and they broadcast music. It's supposed to annoy the people inside.
Oh.
Like keep them awake.
They do? Okay. All right. Good to know. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah. They do it like like when they're questioning you to break down your psyche. They play music really loud for hours and
hours. It wouldn't take long for me. About 5, I'd be like, turn it off.
So you knew nothing about this? You've never heard?
Shut up.
You've never heard this?
You know how long it takes me when you have loud music? About a minute.
You can't even stand the television loud enough for me to hear it.
Well, that's because you're deaf.
I'm not deaf.
He was watching some documentary about caves last night that somehow had like this amazing soundtrack. Yeah, what was that about?
It was an IMAX film.
Oh, okay. Well, no wonder.
Yeah.
And he had
and the
stereo
point
on.
Of the movie was that there were certain times when the music got louder to emphasize because it's an IMAX film. There's no plot.
It was loud.
You see what I got to deal with, people? Do you see what
loud,
I have to deal with?
And it was at night. And I'm like, shh. Shh. Loud for the day.
Okay. Well, my point is that even though you've never heard of it, they do psychological warfare.
Well, I knew they did that, but I didn't know they did it when they were doing like standoffs. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry.
They do.
Act like I should know that.
Well, I just thought you'd heard of it.
No, had not.
So I found this article today where they revealed, or the source revealed, 6 songs.
That are annoying?
That the CIA has researched, or it did actually say, it just says used by the military and...
If played really loud, they'll like drive you crazy?
Well, yeah. They evidently, there's some high intelligence resource used by the military
okay.
to determine that these are the 6 songs
okay.
that will drive you insane.
Okay, go. I want to hear. Good to know.
This, and they're listed. I don't know if they're listed in any type of ranking
like
order.
1 to 6 or anything.
Yeah,
they're just listed. Okay.
They're just listed, but we're going to go from 6 to 1.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
So, and you're going to be surprised by some of them.
I doubt it.
You doubt you'll be surprised by
I doubt it.
Okay. Well, I think you will be. This one, I'm not surprised by.
When you spend it with the people
oh, yeah.
you love.
This is such a nice song.
Now, imagine this really loud.
I love you. You love me.
Over and over
we're
and over again.
A happy family with a great
big hug and
a kiss from me to you. won't you say you love me too?
You know how many times I've sang that with my kids?
I love you, you love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me?
They're BFFs.
So that one doesn't surprise me at all.
No, 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 not at all.
The next one, I don't know, might surprise you. I don't know. We'll have to see.
I said they wouldn't surprise me. Didn't I say
that? Can you imagine listening to that, like, you know, like 30?
It'd be like going through the It's a Small World ride, huh? Is that one of them? It's a small world after
It should
all.
Be. No, it's not on the list, but it should be.
It's just too happy for some people to take, you know?
It's not listed.
What? You didn't have these ahead of time?
Not all of them. I just had like the first one pulled up.
Oh, well.
I figured they'd be easy to find.
Well, yeah. You'd think. They're annoying songs. Maybe the CIA has put them like some special code on them. They're going to make us crazy if we listen to them.
Let me try blip. Blip.
We're going to all go crazy and put our hands up in the air and surrender. That's their plan. See, they have us all pre-programmed. We don't know it yet. And then at one time, we're all going to put our hands up in the air and they're all going to put chips in our head.
Is that what
that's their plan.
That's their plan. We're all going to die.
All of this to Barney. That's the way it's going to end. Armageddon right there.
Armageddon.
Too bad Jesus will be on his white horse.
Well, the problem is
taking
this guy's
it all,
got too
taking
many,
them all down.
This guy's got too many hit songs. That's the problem.
Who?
Well, it's Barry Manilow, and it's a song called Anything.
See, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But I don't know this
He's
song.
He's written everything. What are you talking about?
I know.
State Farm is there. That's him.
I don't know. I can't find the song Anything, though, which is the one they say you're supposed to do. I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like. Never heard it before. If I have, I don't remember
Campbell's
it.
Tomato soup.
All right. Well, let me look at the next one. Oh, okay. So that's
you can't find it?
No.
Oh. What's it called? Always?
No, Anything by Barry Manilow.
I don't think I know that song. Will I know it when I hear it? Do you know it?
I don't know it.
Oh. Well, so. Sheesh.
So that's just this one. I know.
Okay. Did you find it?
This is number four.
Okay. Well, that's annoying right already.
I like the song. I wouldn't imagine that it would drive somebody crazy. But I guess.
That would.
But I guess.
I surrender! Make the bells stop.
But I did listen to this song very loud many, many, many times. It never drove me crazy. So do you know it yet? You don't know it yet?
No.
It's AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
Wasn't a big AC/DC fan.
It surprises me about you.
Yeah, really?
I just pictured you as having,
yeah,
for those about to rock, tucked away somewhere.
Yeah, you know me, right next to my Tiffany album.
Tiffany
and Debbie
AC/DC,
Gibson.
Debbie Gibson.
Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant.
Yeah. That's what I thought about you.
I mean, I did have Bon Jovi. Sorry. Sorry.
That's not even nice.
Van Halen. That's Van Halen.
There you go.
You know why? Because he's annoying. Because he doesn't sing. He just screams.
He doesn't consider himself a singer.
That's like singing. It's a pretty good representation, if you ask me.
No, it really wasn't. They should have
me do it. I could annoy people. You see, I could win. Oh, they could. Goodness. I could be number seven.
Now, this song I like, but I do understand why it would drive people crazy.
Okay. I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
I do.
These boots were made for walking. It's that.
You
start twitching.
You got
love the video, by the way.
For me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best.
This is one of the ones when I watched the Waco special.
These boots were made for
they had
walking.
It blasting.
Oh, really?
Which I thought was a little cruel, if you ask me. There were little kids and women in there. Can we talk about Waco for a minute?
No, that's another show.
Can't believe I live in a country that took place in. It just makes me crazy. It makes me crazy in my head. Makes me crazy in my head. All right. I'll let it go. I'll let it go.
Was Frank Sinatra proud of that song?
This one, I don't know either. Frank Sinatra didn't write this song.
I know he didn't, but it was his daughter. So was he proud?
Of his daughter?
Did they speak? Were they close?
I don't know.
He doesn't seem like the fatherly type.
I wasn't close enough to Frank to know. Yes.
You weren't part of the Rat Pack.
He got along with his daughter.
Oh. Checking.
Too dirty to clean my act up.
I don't even know what this is. Dirty. You ain't here
to party. It's Dirty by Christina Aguilera.
Christina.
Who'd I say?
Chris. So, I don't know.
Yeah, this would drive me insane. I can see how this could drive you crazy. And I'm throwing elbows. And I'm throwing elbows.
Oh, overdue. Give me some room. Coming through. Paid my dues. In the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. DJ's gonna show it. Let's get dirty. That's my chance. Oh, is this the song where she's in the wrestling, the boxing ring, and she's all mud wrestling and all that business in a bikini? Yeah.
Okay.
This is that.
But they don't play the video.
That makes up for the bad part of the... See, that's why this song can make it, because it had girls in a mud pit wrestling.
Now, the number one is going to surprise you, I think. It surprised me a lot.
Born in the USA... See, that's just wrong.
But is that because
it's
of the psychological...
wrong.
Is that because of the psychological impact of the song being that it's USA, that it's patriotic? Because the song's really not patriotic.
No, it's not at all.
But I think... Can we talk about this for a minute?
Are certain people really patriotic?
Here's the thing. I don't think Bruce Springsteen meant this song in a patriotic way.
He said he didn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is, as Americans, even though we know what the lyrics are talking about, we still wear it as a badge. It still is patriotic to us.
Okay.
Yes, this is who we are. Yes, we suffered through this time where there's high unemployment and we didn't appreciate our veterans and blah, 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 blah,
right,
blah. But you know what? We're still born in the USA.
We're
still better than any of you other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not as people, but as a country.
Yeah.
As a country, this is the best. Uh-huh. Can I take that back and start over?
Uh-huh.
Lord, I repent of that statement. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think that we view the song or the sentiment as patriotic, even though the artist didn't mean it that way.
Right. So there's lots of songs that we take that way.
But I think that's part of...
That was their whole psyche thing.
But you know that is a postmodern philosophy, that you draw I draw the picture, you interpret it.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just saying that's part of the culture that we live in, and this is one of the results of it.
I have been educated greatly about the postmodern.
Well, I wanted to know, you know what? Everybody is affected
movement.
By this. I mean, whether you
it's very
in
interesting.
Or not.
It's very interesting. It's just everything goes to that.
Well, it's because it surrounds us.
I know. I'm not picking on
anybody
you.
who writes a book or makes a movie or even writes a song and goes through the trouble to produce it has an agenda.
Of course,
now their
they
agenda
do.
May be to make money, but they're trying to. But they're also. But the agenda may be hidden. They may not even know they have the agenda that they have.
Okay,
because they're simply reflecting. Excuse me. They're simply reflecting values that they have.
Oh, okay.
And these values make up a philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were surrounded by postmodern philosophy. So, you know, it's just good to know what it is mm-hmm. so that you can recognize it. And you mm-hmm. realize that what confused me is that I thought everybody had always felt this way, because we went through this revisionist history period in the 90s mm-hmm. where, and all these movies that they went back and did The Patriot, and they went back and did all these historical movies. Mm-hmm. But when they did the historical movies, they portrayed the characters as though they had the same philosophy as I do in the 90s.
Yeah.
Did in the 90s. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you have all these people who you could know, you walk up on the street and talk to and carry on a conversation right. with, because you had the same kind of philosophies. Mm-hmm. But they're set way back. So then you get this sense that people have always felt this way.
Right.
People have always been this way. Mm-hmm. They've always interpreted things,
right,
based on what they think it means. Mm-hmm. Not
it's all relative, yeah.
People never sought out to see what the original author meant. They've always interpreted it to be, you know. And so, and all these little subtleties, but in reality, that is not the case. In reality, people thought very differently in 1970 than they did in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
So,
some good, some bad,
mostly bad. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. But
very interesting.
I'm sorry. Did I get off on a tangent there? We were talking about songs that torture you. So
is that all of them? That was six, except yeah, for
that was all. All anything. The one we couldn't find was Anything by Barry Manilow.
Which shouldn't surprise me that Barry Manilow song's on there, on that list.
I know.
Since you don't like him,
the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things.
That's very good. Very pretty.
I had that album. I did.
Right next to Johnny Cash.
I bought that album because it had American Bandstand on it.
Oh, okay.
And I realized.
He wrote that. Now, see, he has all of the money. Him and Dolly Parton, all the money.
So I would like to add one song
to
this. So
this is what I've decided. We need to become songwriters.
I agree.
Yeah.
I would like
that,
to.
I mean, that write good songs that people sing.
I would like to add this song to the list of songs you could play to torture people.
Okay. Amen.
In plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Let's go party. Let's go party. Yeah.
Okay, so some of the factors involved in these songs, we don't know specifically why each song is on the list.
But we
do know some of the factors that are involved in the songs being on the list, which I thought was very interesting. Sir. It was range of sound.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which I thought was interesting. So I guess they have sounds that can have, like, to travel through walls or, I don't know. But it said range of sound, mm-hmm. psychological meaning or psychological impact is what it said.
Okay.
So I assume that
these
means
boots were made for walking.
So all the soldiers outside,
like,
have
you're
on boots.
Walk, you're
one of these days, these boots are going to walk all over you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That
but
makes sense.
Anything by Barry Manilow? I Love You by Barney?
Well, that's just annoying.
Psychological
it
impact.
It could be that I love you. You know, we
range
love
of
you.
Noise.
Come on, let's make a
range
let's,
of
let's cuddle and
sound.
Let's huddle and just have a love fest out here. Let's make up. And then when that didn't
work, then they threw on
the boots at him. You didn't respond to Barney, so now you get the boots.
It's Barney in the Boots, baby. Barney in the Boots!
You didn't respond to love.
And don't make me pull out the boss! No. Oh, baby. That's...
Well, they could use, I'm born to be... No. How's that go?
I'm proud to be an American.
I'm born in the USA. I'm proud to be an American. Where at least I know I'm free. At least I was. I'll gladly
stand up
next to you.
And defend her still today. Yes, that is the most patriotic song ever written.
Ever. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
What about the Star Spangled Banner?
Well, those were good songs. They weren't as patriotic as...
Why?
Because Lee Greenwood didn't write those.
I sang that song in choir.
Because I still have our old music minister, Fred Randall's, in my head singing it in church.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
And everybody in church standing up.
Yes, everybody stands up right then. Stand up!
And sings along with it. Right after 9/11, everybody did that. And you know it's cheesy, but you were so emotionally distraught at the time.
But you know what?
You didn't even care.
Memorial Day and Labor Day and whatever other day, Veterans Day, when they always have the what are they that come to church? Who are they?
Oh, the Honor Guard.
Are they the Honor Guard? Okay. The Honor Guard comes from, like, World War II veterans. Well, actually, all war veterans. But they're mostly older World War II veterans.
I think those were all World War II veterans.
I think so. Or Korea, maybe. They could be Korea.
Could have been Korea.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anybody young enough to be in Vietnam.
Not in that group.
No.
I mean, not as a, maybe as a, maybe as an officer, but not as a soldier.
Right, as a soldier. So anyway, but they always have them come and they march and they carry the flags. And it's, I tell you, every time it gets me, I can't take it.
It,
there's something there about time, there's there was, something about that, that.
There was a time in my life prior to 9/11 where that beat me down,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't get it. It was
why
a
didn't you get it
in my head? Because I just saw a bunch of old men. You? I have always had respect for the military and okay. veterans. That is not that. It's just, why do you make these guys who obviously don't have the physique anymore to dress in
but
that
uniform?
But
it's an honor for them. This is a big deal.
I understand that now. I'm telling you how I felt then.
Why didn't you understand that then?
Because then all I saw was old fat men being disgraced because they had to salute each other and they were out of shape. And
oh, please, they're 80.
They didn't have real guns and all this. And it just bugged me that we were supposed to feel something. It was like a play on your emotion on purpose.
Yeah.
Then after 9/11, I went, okay, I get it. You know, and because... yeah. So then I saw these guys walking down there who had been in World War II and who were, you know, who had stood up and who had put their lives on the line
mm-hmm.
for us today, you know.
Yes. I'm glad that it finally got to you.
And these were just representatives mm-hmm. of all of the people who had done that, and mm-hmm. most of who are dead now.
And who had died. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. There you go.
And on a side note, none of them were at Waco.
Oh, no. 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 Just the ATF debacle. You're going to have to do a show about this, aren't you?
I'm going to.
You can't take it.
I have a lot of respect for the man.
Did you know back then?
I have a lot.
I knew it was a debacle.
Let me finish a sentence.
I knew it was a debacle back then.
I have a lot of respect for the people who retired after that.
Because they were so horrified by how awful the whole thing was.
That and Ruby Ridge.
Well, some of them retired after Ruby Ridge. Yeah. Didn't even go to Waco.
Some of them retired at Ruby Ridge.
I quit.
Yeah.
I quit. This is dumb.
This is not what I signed up for. And I have a lot of respect for those people because that could not have been easy.
Mm-mm.
And so I'm glad that they had the guts to stand up and go, this is not the kind of country I want to be in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be the America that I helped create. And, you know, it has, on the bright side,
mm-hmm.
the reaction to those two events was dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there was a lot of misinformation put out.
Right.
The whiplash from all of that was enough. We haven't had any more of those.
No.
And it was enough to make them, you know, back off on that kind of thing, which mm-hmm. is good.
Maybe they're next. They're working on the Duggars. They're going to go take them out.
Take out the Duggars?
Mm-hmm.
Got a whole army there.
Mm-hmm. That's their next plan.
Yeah. Let's start referring to it as the compound.
Yeah.
The Duggar compound.
The Duggar compound. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Because they homeschool, you know, so there must be something wrong with them.
The next is us.
Yep. That's right. No, John. John's next. Not us.
But the Patriot Act. This was, you know, all that took place before the Patriot Act,
uh-huh.
which is amazing. So then you had the Patriot Act. So.
What is that noise?
It's your radio out there.
Oh, my 40s.
Your 40s. You got the 40s radio going out there.
I do. I love 40s music. It's my parents and me. I love it.
Well, we've played you the most annoying songs.
Yes, we have.
Ever. Mm-hmm. I did have an email from Joel McLaughlin,
uh-huh.
Who's a long-time
listener. Nikin to Sarah McLaughlin?
No. Oh. A long-time listener of the show,
mm-hmm.
And he sends me a story about the Mermot Strikes Again. It's about a Mermot in a Washington State restaurant.
John, so you've been out again?
I didn't know John Wilkerson went up there. But anyway, he dug through, you know, he caused all kinds of problems. Chewed through electrical lines.
Did the electric company pay them?
Poops on people's porches and finally got into this restaurant. $5,700 is what they paid a trapper to get rid of the marmots.
Wow.
Yep. So that's the reward on John Wilkerson's head. $5,700.
That's what you're worth, John Wilkerson. The original Jesus geek.
The original Jesus geek. We also had a message from, who was that sent me that message? Who was asking me about, I had to close it. But he sent me, he asked me what hot was. Hot.
Hot.
Because he asked me what the
it's right before freaking hot.
Daddy Sir 4. I forget his real name.
Hot is right before it's freaking hot.
Stinking, no, not before stinking hot. Yeah,
and then this is the
gradients in Texas. Okay, you have not hot. Okay, not
which
hot.
Is every from the time of year from October to April,
February, somewhere May, and then you got warm. Spring.
Oh
warm.
Well, spring warm. Yeah, which is pleasant.
Yeah,
pleasant.
Yeah, we got warm. Mm-hmm. What's it like today? Oh, it's warm.
Pleasant.
It's warm, but that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Warm in a good way,
and
not
then,
hot.
And then you got, and then then it gets warm enough to swim. When it gets warm enough to swim, that becomes hot.
Hot.
Yeah, what's it like? Oh, it's hot. Go swimming.
It's hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That happens into April.
And that's still not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad thing. That goes usually well into May, you'll have mm-hmm. hot. And that's mm-hmm. not a bad thing.
You can still lay out without dying.
Yeah. And you can still sit out at night mm-hmm. and or you can still probably usually sit in the shade, enjoy yourself, have a lot of picnics, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Even during the day, yes.
Then it goes to hot.
That's in June.
That's mm-hmm. H-A-W-T. Mm-hmm. And that hot. happens in June. Mm-hmm. And that is where you're not really not comfortable outside unless you're swimming.
Right. You don't want to be out there because it's just not good.
And then you go from there to stinking hot, which it hurts.
It's just miserable.
Yeah, even if you're swimming. It's just hot. You have to be underwater
Well, and even unless you're like 10 feet down because the water's hot.
The water's hot and you're stinking hot. And there's only one out. And then you know that it's hot when you walk outside and you can't get from the house to the car and start it and have the air conditioner on before you start sweating.
Yeah.
That's stinking hot. Mm-hmm. And usually it hurts to touch
that things. Actually happens in our garage. That happened to me today in the garage. I walked out, began sweating.
It was stinking hot in the garage?
Immediately. I was like, oh,
usually accompanies humidity too. Oh. Then there's one other gradient from that. And this is when it gets about 110. And that's when you walk outside and your skin prickles.
Ugh.
And that is called freaking hot. There's also other words used for it, but as Christians say, freaking hot.
Yes.
And that is when you actually get goosebumps from walking outside. Yes. You don't pretty much go outside unless you have to. Mm-hmm. Unless it's hotter in the house.
And that hasn't been like that in a long time. And Brad and I just talked about 1998. There was that 30 days of no rain. Mm-hmm. And it was over 100 degrees. Not in heat index. It was actually over 100 degrees every single day for over 30 days. I don't remember how long. It was like 35 days or something. It was some ridiculous amount. It was so hot.
It was freaking hot.
Oh. Oh.
And it was awful. Because what happens is when you get...
And we lived in Dallas, and it's hotter in Dallas than it is in Sulphur Springs. Sulphur Springs is cooler than
Dallas. Because there's more concrete. Mm-hmm. What happens is when you get that many days a row, it's not like the desert where it cools off at night.
No,
when
it stays hot.
When it gets hot here, it drops down. The temperature drops about 10 to 15 degrees at night. But when it's 100 degrees over and over and over again, it starts to get like 85 at night.
There's
it's like that's as cool as it gets is 85, and that's at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, we don't like freaking hot. And freaking hot usually only happens in August.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, this has been an interesting show.
I do that out loud.
The host is bored.
No, I said to yawn all the
excellent
sudden.
Show.
Wow.
Okay.
We'll wrap it up, mister.
All right, let's get out of here. I had some more.
I have good news, but I'm not telling it at the end of the show. I need to tell it on the next show.
Oh, okay. Good news. I like good news. Mm-hmm. All right. Where's my
You going to do the outro?
Yeah,
or
I'm looking for it. I can't
It's going to make
it.
Me just vamp. Yeah, I don't vamp.
Vamp.
I don't vamp. Vamp. I don't know how to vamp.
Oh, there we go. I got it.
I don't hear it.
There it goes. It's coming. Wait for it. Yeah.
Aha.
So this has been your Friday, according to us. Song, we had the death of Michael Jackson this week. I had many layoffs at my job this week. None of them affected me. Well, I mean, they affect me because they're my boss and people I work with, but nobody was upset about it. These were people who basically...
Well, they had volunteered.
Well, there's
sort of
officially no volunteers, but they had all kind of said, we're ready to go. So it wasn't really a sad day. It's just very surreal at work. And with all the people, with all the layoffs we've had before, it's starting to get very empty up there. So, and Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett.
Well, why don't they sell that big old building and make some money to pay for all this money they apparently are losing?
They've tried. Nobody wants to buy it.
Coupon squares, they're gooder than pie.
Accept him whose faith is weak, without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Romans 14.